Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
And for the first time this basketball season, we say good evening from the friendly confines of West Plains High School and here in the auditorium tonight. The Zizzers will start their home campaign in a non-Ozark Mountain Conference contest against the Bombers from Mountain Home. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Dylan Groves will engineer the broadcast tonight. And tonight, the Zizzers come home from playing four road games. They're 1-3. But outside of that opener against Waynesville, where they lost by 29 points, the other three games they were in, all three, they won one of them against Mansfield, but lost in the semifinal round to eventual champion Willard this past weekend, and lost in a tight ball game that was tight up until the very end to Springfield Glendale. That was in the third place game, and Glendale won that by a final of 73-65. So the Zizzers are playing actually pretty well right now as they come home for game number one. Then also, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take the break, and then we'll be just about time for the starters. We'll take a break here and come back in a moment. West Plains and Mountain Home on KTY coming up.
Stuart Morrison Ready Mix has been serving the Ozarks for over three decades. Think about that. And takes great pride in producing quality concrete, offering competitive prices. Stuart Morrison Ready Mix is ready to help you with all your residential, commercial, or agriculture concrete and rock needs. Give them a call today, 256-8171, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, where you get concrete results every time.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Like filling up the trunk of Mom's Chevrolet with all the gifts to take to Grandma's house on Christmas Day. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubauer Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubauer Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Are you ready for a Coyote compact track loader? Hi, this is Riley. The TL750 comes with 74 horsepower and can easily handle tough jobs thanks to its rugged build, powerful engines, exceptional lift heights, and precision controls. Take on landscaping, construction, everything on the farm, and more with confidence. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KTY.
Well, it'll be underway here inside of 5 minutes. I can pretty much guarantee that, or close to it. West Plains and Mountain Home tonight, and then Friday night, the Zizzers will be on the road. They'll be playing at Forsyth. That's another non-conference game, and James Hurt will have that here on KTY on Friday night. Meanwhile, and I'm not sure. I don't know that the times will match up so that we could do one after the other. We'll probably be moving the Grizzly game from Boonville, Mississippi, where they'll play Northwest Mississippi on Friday afternoon at 5. We'll have that game more than likely over on Q94. And so we'll have one after the other, just probably not consecutively on KD Watt. But we'll see how things play out. And then on Saturday, the Grizzlies will play another late afternoon game when they'll play the Tigers in Northeast Mississippi, a team they've played once already this season and lost by six at the Civic Center. Football season has come and gone. By the way, I want to throw in a big, big thank you to anyone who was a part of our 2024 All-Star Sports Banquet for 10 area schools for football and volleyball athletes. That's always a lot of fun. This year was our 10th edition, which doesn't even seem possible. But a huge thanks to everybody that came to the event, the players, the coaches, family members, friends, and thanks also to all the sponsors that make the event possible each year. Great event, and if you want to see exactly what it looked like, you can. All you got to do is go to OzarkRadioNews.com. Right at the very top of the page, it says All-Star Banquet. Click on that banner, and you can see these young people honored. We even had a Player of the Year for football and volleyball and Coach of the Year for same. So check it out at our website, OzarkRadioNews.com. All right, we are getting pretty close to the starters, the anthem, and then we'll have the tip-off. And in this game tonight, West Plains will have something of a height advantage inside, so it'll be interesting to see if they utilize that. One thing we've seen from West Plains in these last few ball games, they can score points. They can put some points up on the board. Their interior defense needs to tighten up some, but when it comes to putting the ball in the basket, they're averaging right around 75 points a ball game, and that is terrific. Anyway, we're ready for the ball game to start after our final break. It's going to be West Plains going up against Mountain Home, and the starters and the tip coming up next on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkSelfCare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Hi, this is Reese. Lynch Equipment and Coyote are ready to help you get the dirty work done. Stop in and check out the Coyote TL750 Compact Track Loader. Now, through the end of the year, get 0% financing for up to 48 months or $6,000 cash back. The TL750 is everything you want without all the things you don't. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Starting lineup for these two basketball teams. First of all, for the Mountain Home Bombers, who are coached by Josh Fulcher. Their starting five will be Jackson Court. He is a 6'2 junior. Blaine Tate, a 5'9 senior. Ryder McLean, 5'10 senior. Tyler Podolsky, a 6' senior. And Rhett Gilbert, a 6'2 junior. West Plains starting five will be Clayton Robbins, 6'5 senior. Jacob Moore, a 6'3 junior. Jared Kraft, a 6'2 junior. Ethan Tuma, a 6' senior. And double check who the our fifth guy is. Josiah Long will be the fifth starter. And Josiah is a 6'3 junior. West Plains has much better overall size going into this ballgame. Mason Miller is the head coach of the Zizzers. Don Long and Owen Harris are his assistants. JV team played pretty well tonight, I thought, and they won against Mountain Home. So now we're ready to rock. West Plains will be in the white with the red and black trim. Mountain Home Bombers in blue with gold trim. Hit one by West Plains. This game's underway, and West Plains will go away from me a bit from right to left. Man-to-man defense by the Bombers to start it. Tuma dribbles to the corner, kicks it to the low block. Josiah Long will get it back out to Jared Kraft on the right wing, dribbles left, kicks it to the left wing now. Ethan Tuma, lob pass inside, up and around, pass across. Jacob Moore trapped, follow away shot, off the side iron, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Ryder McLean, and here come Mountain Home. Right corner, quick shot for a three is launched. It's way short. Ball picked up inside by the Bombers. Kick it back outside, and they'll reset their offense. Mountain Home put it on us pretty good down there last year. Be fun to return the favor. Over on the right sideline, Rhett Gilbert cutting down the lane. Here's a catch, and a foul is going to be called on a cut down the lane against West Plains. That would appear to be either Ethan Tuma or Jared Kraft. It's on Jared Kraft, and that's the first foul of the basketball game. Mountain Home basketball underneath. They'll lob it out to the right sideline. Ryder McLean on the dribble, picked up by Jacob Moore. Dribbles down, gets cut off, good defense. Now back outside, ball through the hands, almost out of bounds. Saved by the Bombers. Now they throw it back, Gordon and stolen. Josiah takes it coast to coast, lays it up and good. So a turnover leads directly to the first basket of the ballgame. Here's a quick three from the point, no good. Rebound, fought for, tied up, loose on the deck. West Plains, Josiah Long comes away with it. Up the right side. Josiah to the right corner. Kraft got a three look. That's off the side iron. Tipped out on the rebound. Picked up by the Bombers, and here they come on the buzz at the left elbow. Pull-up shot. 10-foot floater is up and in by Tyler Podolsky. Little catch-and-shoot play. Tied at two. I'd really like to see the Zizzers get the pace picked up. Here's Robbins for three. Way out on the left side. No good. Ball comes off. Back come the Bombers with it. Left to right. Ryder McLean, cross-court pass, deep left corner, open shot for a three is good by Blaine Tate. 5-2. One thing we saw last year, the Bombers can shoot the basketball. If you don't guard them on the three line, they can make it hurt. Ethan Tuma, Jacob Moore going up against the Mountain Home 2-3 zone. To the baseline. Back out to Tuma. High post, Jacob Moore. Hands it back to Kraft. Pull up. 17-foot shot. That's his shot. Good. Boy, you leave him open on that shot tonight. All you got to do is set a screen on either side of that zone and let Jared rub off of it. He can have all the shots he wants in that 15 to 17-foot range, and he'll make a lot of them. Front court, Mountain Home with it, trailing by or leading by one. In the right corner, Gilbert over the top. Pass, that pass stolen by Jared Kraft. Now West Plains could take the lead here. Inside ball, tipped away, loose ball, out of bounds, tipped last by Mountain Home. 5:04 to go in the first quarter from West Plains High School. It's still the starting five in there for the Zizzers. Inbound, cut to the far corner, Josiah Long on a nice inbound play. Now Robbins from way out front, good. Clayton Robbins made it rain for about 26 feet, left side, left point. And it's 7-5. West Plains gets the lead now. Out to the right. On the left wing to the court. Baseline. Here's a drive in. Up around. No good. Off the miss by McLean. Rebound by Robbins. Back come the Zizzers. That was a good baseline move, but the ball wouldn't go down for it. Jacob Moore pops out. To the left side of the key. Backs his way down. Kicks it to the left corner. Jared Kraft. Kraft to his right. To the elbow. Stops. Hands it back to Jacob Moore. They'll reset now. Kraft has it. Moves it out front. He'll wait for a screen from Clayton Robbins. Goes to the right corner on the pass. Josiah Long curls over the top. Left-hand runner on the lay-in, no good. But there's Clayton Robbins. A good foul to play. The Mastic count. The foul's going to be called on Tyler Podolsky. That's his first, and there'll be a free throw to go with it. Here's the free throw try, and it is no good. Rebounded by Mountain Home. Off the miss by Clayton Robbins. He has 5 points. West Plains leads by 4-9-5. Halfway through the first quarter. Top of the circle, McLean has it. Blaine Tate on the left side to the point. Jackson Court. 6'2 postman. Catch at the elbow. Follow away tip shot. Tough shot off the back iron. Won't go. High in the air. Rebound. Clayton Robbins at 6'5. Clayton with an up fake. Dribbles to the lane. Spins to the middle. Open from 10. No good. Tipped up, but picked up by Tuma. Back outside. West Plains resets with Kraft. Down the key all the way. Kicks it to the far side. Left quarter. Three ball. No good. Rebounded though by Jared Kraft. Off the miss by Robbins. Now Tuma with a three. In and out. And finally, Mountain Home will get possession and a foul on the rebound on West Plains. Jacob Moore with his first foul. So Jacob Moore picks up his first team foul, 2:08 and counting. Quarter number one, 9-5 West Plains. Down the lane, Mills inside, turns, shoots, missed it, ball tipped off the backboard. Picked up off the miss by Tate. Now West Plains comes back in the right corner. Jared Kraft over to Robbins. Back to Jared at the right point. Ball fake. Puts it on the deck. Drops it down to the right corner. Clayton Robbins curls up. Pull up. 13-foot shot. Back iron. Won't fall. Rebound comes off to Blaine Tate. Now McLean with it up the floor. Goes up. Ball tied up. Loose basketball. Picked up by Mountain Home. They'll retain control. Corp has it. He drives down the lane. Leans in. Lost the ball. Reach-in foul will be called on West Plains, and that'll be on, well, Jacob Moore was standing there, but it's not going to be on him. It'll be on Jared Kraft, and that'll be Jared's second foul. So we'll get him out of the game, and Landon Montgomery will check in for West Plains here for the last 2.5 minutes of this quarter. Inbound play, Corp in the corner for a three, and that's good. A catch and shoot. Jackson Corp makes it 9-8. Front court, Tuma drives. Dishes over. Moore in the paint. Turns. Fades and shoots the score. putter by Jacob for his first basket, and it's 11-8. West Plains matching up out of the zone right now. Down on the left side with a minute 56. Left corner, deep three. That's good. Tell you what, they've got guys that can shoot the basketball. And Ryder McLean, I remember him from last year. He makes the third three for the Bombers. They've made four field goals, but three of them behind the line. High post. Down the left side, Josiah Long. Into the high post, Jacob Moore leans in, shoots and scores. Good drop step move that time by Jacob Moore to get past the defender. He has four, 13-11 with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. On the right side, to the right corner, Jackson Cork shoots it behind him. Here's an open shot for a three, and that's good again by Rhett Gilbert. So out of their four starters, out of their five starters, four have made threes already, 14-13. And that's great as long as they're going in. In the right corner, Josiah to the point, inside to the high post. Jacob Moore turns, faces, 13-footer is good. Jacob for 16-feet. And the other night against Mansfield, first half, every time he put the ball up, it went in. I think he could have thrown it toward the locker room. It would have ricocheted off seven things and gone in the basket. He had quite a good ball game that night. 15-14, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now they'll pull it out and hold it on the Z at midcourt. 20 seconds to go in the first. Out front, reach in, foul's going to be called on Ethan Tuma. Went for the steal on the pass up the sideline. Ethan gets his first foul. Team foul four on West Plains, so 17 seconds left. If West Plains fouls in the last 17 seconds, Mountain Home will get the 2-2 free throw. Front court, Gilbert hands it off. They move around with Tate. Now at the right point, Cork shoots a three off the mark, no good. And rebounded, shot from the other end, that's a horn, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Good first quarter, West Plains 15, Mountain Home 14. Back in 90 seconds on Katie Watts.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mowage, where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Lane. It's Christmas time at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. If you're looking for a keepsake gift, we have a great selection of case knives, over 100 different sizes and designs in stock. It's a perfect gift and something that will be treasured for years to come. Our hours are 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and everything is Santa approved.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Harlan Hutchinson back with you from West Plains High School. Good basketball game tonight. Quarter one in the books. Quarter two underway, by the way, I should have mentioned. The daddy, Drew Joyce, is on duty tonight, I do believe. Live stream available on our media platform. Mountain Home with the basketball. West Plains sits back in the zone at the point. Shot from the right wing for three is good by Podowski, Tyler Podowski. Now, all five starters have made a three so far for Mountain Home, and they take a two-point lead, 17-15. Over on the right side now. Pass to the corner, to the baseline. Robbins, far side, left wing. Lana Montgomery open for a three, in and out. Rebound, good block off by Jacob Moore that time, but Mountain Home comes away with it. Now tough pass over the top. Bad pass, going to be stolen away. West Plains up with it. Underneath, good pass. Robbins up, left from behind, but a foul on the Bombers. Brett Gilbert will get called for his first foul of the basketball game. That's in the act of shooting. So that means two free throws for Clayton Robbins. First one here is good. That breaks a streak of seven straight misses in game free throws for West Plains. They were 0 for 6 on Saturday and had missed the first one here tonight. But these two both go down. And that ties the game at 17 all. The Zizzers started out with a tough loss against Mountain Home in the bunker shootout. But they've been right in the middle of things since then. At the point, open three, unguarded three is good. Ryder McClain, unguarded, just stepped into a three. So they have made seven field goals. Six of them are threes. Pass out front, knocked away and stolen. Bombers come away with the steal and the first turnover on West Plains tonight. And a foul will be called, and that will stop play. Clayton Robbins gets his first foul. First foul of the quarter. Just underway in quarter number two. Mountain Home on offense. Curling over the top. In the lane. Here's a pull up from Penn. No good. Jacob Moore with the rebound. Out to Jared Kraft. Our defense is going to have to get a lot stingier when it comes to dribble penetration. We give up a lot of high percentage-like shots. Down the key, to the right wing, to the point. Jacob Moore with it. In the right corner, Ethan Tuma. Ethan picks up the dribble, gets it over to Jared at the point. Free throw line, trap back outside. Jacob Moore puts it on the deck, puts up a runner off the board, won't go. Rebound fought for and picked up and out of bounds. Mountain Home got the rebound, but standing on the baseline was Ryder McClain, so it goes back over to West Plains. Inbound play from underneath. Backdoor pass over the left baseline. Kraft has it. To the far side, Tuma drives in, lays it up and good. Good move by Ethan Tuma. His first basket of the game. And it's a 2019 game. Mountain Home with lead and ball. Blaine Tate. He is a 5'9 senior in the lane. Here's a quick pull-up shot. Out the back iron. Rims off the miss by Brent Gilbert. Now back the other way. Pass across. Bad pass. It'll be picked up by Jacob Moore and a foul on the play. That'll go against Mountain Home's Ryder McClain going for that loose ball. So it will be Jacob Moore coming out of the West Plains lineup. Josiah Long is in. Here's the inbound out to Landon Montgomery to the point. Way out for three. No good by Clayton Robbins. Now quick pass up the floor. West Plains back on defense. Here's a drive off the back iron. No good. Rebound inside Corp. And he'll be fouled on the shot. And Josiah Long will get called for his first foul. First free throw attempt for the Bomber, wearing zero on his jersey, Jackson Corp. He has 4 points as he makes number one. 4:58 left first half, 21-19, Mountain Home, and that lead goes to three as Corp makes both free throws. Full court pressure, Tuma up the right sideline into the front court. Double team, pass underneath, wide open, and a blown layup by Clayton Robbins, who went up with it with his right hand and lost control. Here's a step through at the other end. No good on the layup Rebound kicked out. West Plains back with it. Clayton Robbins goes up with the right hand off the back iron. Won't go. Tipped out of bounds by West Plains. No. 22-19. Now West Plains comes out of the zone. They're playing man-to-man. To the high post on the right side. They'll hand it off on the baseline. Pull up, fade away. Jumper is way short. Off the miss by Blaine Tate. Rebounded by West Plains. So a one and done for the Bombers. A three would tie here. Screen to the right. Drive to the right. Kraft around the horn to the left corner. Montgomery into the middle of the lane. Clayton Robbins with a catch. Got fleeced. And a foul will be called against the Bombers. That will be on the floor. Should not be shots involved here. And the foul call is on Blaine Tate. His first foul for Mountain Home. Mountain Home has four individuals with single fouls. West Plains has two on Jared Kraft. And Jared back in the ballgame. 4 minutes to play in the half. Kraft skip pass to the right corner. Clayton Robbins out front. Now Jared Kraft back over on the wing. Tuma with a jab step feed across on the left side. They're making Mountain Home move in this zone by the skip pass. Into the middle, flashing open. Josiah, pass inside. Bad pass. Stole it away. Up the floor. Here's Corp for the drive, and no good. Rebound, Josiah Long. Back we go the other way. Kick it on the far side. Three ball. It's no good, but a foul on the shot. Three. And Clayton Robbins will go to the line, and he'll shoot three. He's got a chance to tie this game up. That foul is on Ryder McLean, his second foul for Mountain Home. Speaking of Mountain Home, we really enjoyed having all the Mountain Home folks as part of our banquet on Sunday night at the Civic Center. Football, volleyball representatives were there, some parents. Good evening. Really good night. We appreciate them being a part of that. First one is good. The second one is good. So let's see if Clayton makes this. I might have to throw my hat out on the court for the hat trick here. I may throw Kevin. There it is. 3 for 3, and we're tied at 22. Clayton Robbins, 10 points out of the 22 for West Plains. Down the left side. Working their way in, back out to the right corner. Catch and shoot for Jackson Corp. That's short. Rebound, Ethan Tuma. They've been fairly hot from the perimeter, but we can cool him down. Here's a drive, Josiah Long. All the way in the hoop from the left wing. Up and good, and a timeout on the floor as Josiah puts first step. Blew by the defender, and at the timeout, West Plains retakes the lead. With 2:59 to go in the first half, it's West Plains 24, Mountain Home 22, back in a minute on KDY.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
We're back at the West Plains Civic Center. And back we go. I say Civic Center. We're actually West Plains High School, aren't we? I'm so used to that. Anyway, here's a ball tipped out of bounds here at West Plains High School by Clayton Robbins. Out of bounds, he'll stay with Mountain Home. Inbound play from the deep corner outside, and there's Ethan Tuma with a took a bad chance. He got called for a foul going for a steal. That's his second foul. So now Ethan Tuma and Jared Kraft each have two fouls for West Plains here in the first half. So we'll see how Mason Miller deals with that. He's going to put Landon Montgomery back in the basketball game, and he'll come in for Ethan Tuma. Landon Montgomery didn't even play basketball last year for West Plains. Came out this year, and he has really added a nice element. Good, heady player, doesn't make bad judgments, shoots the ball very well. And you can always use that. Here's the drive down the lane. Ball is off the front iron, no good. Kicked outside. Now an open shot for a three by Jackson Corp. No good. Landon Montgomery gets the board in the far left corner. Now West Plains back with Josiah Long. 2:20 to go in the first half. Jared Kraft on the left side. At the point, lob to the high post, backdoor cut, not open. Clayton Robbins spins toward the middle, up and under shot with the right hand is good. Nice shot, Clayton Robbins. .26-22, the lead is four now for West Plains with 1:50 to play in the half. Deep left corner, catch and shoot for a three, no good. And Josiah Long called for a foul on the shot. So now West Plains has three players with two fouls with 1:46 to play in the first half. Fouled in the act of shooting was Rhett Gilbert. He'll shoot three. First one good. Mountain Home doesn't have much size, but they've got several kids that are capable, if you don't guard them on the line, of making the three-point shot. Second try in and out and back in again, so he made the first two. Ethan Tuma back in with two fouls for Josiah Long, who goes to the bench with two fouls. And good again. So we've had two players make the hat trick, three out of three from the line. Now it's a one-point game, 26-25. West Plains by one with the basketball. Jared Kraft gets the screen right, dribbles down the key, hard, puts it high off the board, too hard. And the ball comes off and is controlled by Tyler Podowski. Up the floor with it. Here comes Blaine Tate. Now at the point, three ball is good for the lead by Jack. That was Ryder McLean. He made his third three of the night from the top of the circle. Now a two-point lead for the Bombers. Kraft into the high post, and we'll have a reach-in holding foul call against Mountain Home as the ball was passed to the high post and Jacob Moore. The foul is on Blaine Tate. That'll be his second foul. And it'll be two shots for West Plains. Jacob Moore at the line for West Plains. Tonight has 6 points. First try here, no good. Up to now, Clayton Robbins has shot all the free throws. He's 5 out of 6. Next try, no good. 0 for 2. .107 and counting in the first half. Gilbert out front to the right corner. Catch and shoot for a three. It's no good. Long rebound. Ethan Tuma chases it down to the near corner off the miss that time by Ryder McLean. 52 seconds to go in the half. West Plains, with a lot of time, probably just looking to score. Up and under, left hand. Here's Clayton Robbins. Good. Nice soft touch off the side iron. Clayton Robbins ties the game at 28. 35 seconds to go in the half. They can get a stop, maybe a turnover here. Curling over the top. Back at the left corner. Deep shot, three ball. Gilbert for three. It's good. They have made 8 threes in this half, and it's 31-28. 11 seconds to go in the half. Kraft drives down, gives it over to Tuma. Off a double screen, gives it back. Clayton Robbins, step back, shoots a long three. No good, and that's going to be. Here's a shot from the other end for Mountain Home at the horn. No good. That's the end of the first half. And the Bombers take a 3-point lead into the locker room 31-28, and we're back in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains is known for selling the best tractor, Kubota. But Edgler & Harper is also known for having the best service and parts for your Kubota tractor. So if you need service or parts for your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, UTV, Vermeer balers, or Cub Cadet mowers, the Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you ready for a Coyote compact track loader? Hi, this is Riley. The TL750 comes with 74 horsepower and can easily handle tough jobs thanks to its rugged build, powerful engines, exceptional lift heights, and precision controls. Take on landscaping, construction, everything on the farm, and more with confidence. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, this is a tight basketball game, 31-28 at the half. West Plains led by one after the first, 15-14. And Mountain Home in the second quarter outscored West Plains 17-13 to take a three-point lead. So at the half, here's the way the scoring has gone. First for West Plains, a first half total of 14 points for Clayton Robbins. And a 6-point first half for Jacob Moore, a 4-point first half for Josiah Long. Jared Kraft and Ethan Tuma each had 2 points apiece. Jared Kraft will be looked at for more scoring in the second half for sure. Meanwhile, Mountain Home, their leading scorer with 9 is Rhett Gilbert. Also with 9, Ryder McLean. 5 points for Jackson Corp, 5 points for Tyler Podowski, and 3 for Blaine Tate. They basically played, I think they played 6 kids in the first half. And West Plains did more or less the same thing. For the free throw line, West Plains made 5 out of 7, and Mountain Home was 5 out of 5. And then turnovers, West Plains only had 2, Mountain Home had 3. But the huge stat from the first half was 3-point shooting. Mountain Home outscored West Plains from the 3-point line in the first half, 24-3. And the margin here at the half is just 3 points. So Mountain Home, out of their 31 first half points, 24 of them came behind the 3-point line. At the half, it is 31-28. We're back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Does anyone know where Santa is? Santa! Have you seen Santa? I found his sleigh, but he's nowhere to be seen. Hey, there he is. Why is Santa driving a Bailey SUV?
Ho, ho, ho!
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see for yourself why Santa loves our SUVs. And together, let's drive.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back at the high school gym here at West Plains High School, getting ready for the second half. Figures to be a pretty good one. Now, Friday night, we'll have another game, and that will be from Forsyth. Forsyth Panthers will be the opponent, and West Plains will be there, and so will Mr. James Hurt, who each week somehow or other, pretty much every week, figures out a way to drag the Chiefs across the finish line and keep them in first place with one loss. I can't take much more of this myself. But anyway, we're closing in on the second half. And in the second half, West Plains is the number one job, and I'm sure this dominated a lot of the talk at halftime. We've got to do a much better job of guarding the ball on the three-point line. Now, if you play zone, that is an awfully hard thing to do. But when you're in the man-to-man, the thing that hurts West Plains is we are not very good at keeping people out of the lane and stopping penetration. So that's the main reason you've got a zone to start with. But even if they score some buckets inside the key, that's all right because those just count too. You're better off giving those up than giving up those open shots around the three-point arc. And we saw Mountain Home do the same thing last year down there. They just shot the fire out of the basketball and thought, well, you know, playing at home, you're obviously going to shoot the ball better, right? Well, they can shoot the ball pretty much, it seems, wherever they're playing and shoot it pretty well. Second half is about ready to start, and we'll have it coming up next. West Plains down 3, 31-28 to Mountain Home, and we're back in 90 seconds on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Frequent 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for none. Mercy, meet my Rick's Custom Issues. What's there, 20? They're on sale 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
31-28, quarter number three is ready to start. If you turn on your radio expecting to hear the beginning of the ball game, you're halfway through. We got a very early start tonight. This game started at about, close to 6:30. First half went right on along the pace. And it'll be West Plains basketball starts second half. Out front, Ethan Tuma, starting five. Robbins, Moore, Kraft, Tuma, and Montgomery. Here's drive down. Land layup good by Jacob Moore. Josiah Long, actually, instead of Lana Montgomery in the starting lineup here in this half. And that makes it a one-point game, 31-30. Mountain Home on offense. West Plains trying to play tight. Now getting to the corner on the dribble drive to the far left side. Baseline move. And a holding foul will be called on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his second foul. That stops the clock. 35 seconds into quarter three. Inbound to the far corner. Open shot for a three is no good. Tipped across, but out and picked up by Jackson Cork. From Mountain Home, feeds it across. Here's a shot by Gilbert. Up, no good. Blocking foul inside on Ethan Tuma. Tuma's got three now. And West Plains has got a load of foul trouble developing here. That'll put Tyler Podowski to the free throw line. He has five tonight. This is only the sixth free throw from Mountain Home. And their first miss, no good. 31-30, 7:16 left first in the third quarter here from West Plains High School. Next try, good. Podowski makes one out of the two and makes it a two-point game, 32-30. Mountain Home, back to their zone. Bad pass, save going out of bounds by Josiah Long out front. Lob to the high post to Moore. To the right side, three ball on the wing is rimming off, no good. And a holding foul will be called against West Plains, and that's going to be number three on Jacob Moore, I think. Yep. Oh, that's just his second. So Jacob's got two, Clayton's got two, Jared's got two, Josiah's got two, and Ethan Tuma has three. Mountain Home basketball. Top of the circle, they'll hand it off, pull-up shot, 17-footer straight on is good by Ryder McLean. He's a good shooter. That's the first bucket he's made inside the three-point line tonight, 34-30. Mountain Home is 4-4. Here's a bad pass out front, stolen. Played up ahead, driving layup for two is good off the third turnover of the night. Blaine Tate with the bucket. Now down the lane. Good cut by Josiah Long on a good beat in the corner by Clayton Robbins. They get the lay-in off of that play. He has six. 36-32. Over on the left side. Here's a ball knocked away. Luke stolen away. West Plains with it. Two on one. Pass across. Bad pass deflected. And it's stolen right back by the Bombers. Into the front court, in the key, lob pass to the far right corner. Driving to the baseline, holding up. Blaine Tate back out, right point. Three ball is up and around, no good. Rebounded, though, by Mountain Home, and the ball is lost. Long pass up the floor. Moore feeds it over, and lay it up and good by Robbins. Clayton Robbins makes it a two-point game, 36-34. Outside right side, left corner, McLean has it. Christmas is coming, so you know there's going to be a McLean in a game pretty soon. In the left corner, deep three is good. Knocked in from range by Tyler Podowski. He's made a pair of those tonight. And he's got nine, and that makes it suddenly a five-point game, 39-34. We have done a very poor job of guarding the three-point line. Here's a drive and a foul will be called as Ethan Tuma was going to the basket. He was fouled by Blaine Tate. And that'll be his third. 4:45 to go, quarter three, 39-34. West Plains ball underneath. Inbound handoff. Kraft up the ground. He missed the layup as he went up and under. Rebounded by McLean. Beat it up ahead to court. And he'll get fouled on the shot by Josiah Long. And now Josiah has three fouls. So that will be in the act of shooting. And it will be two shots. Jackson Court. 6'2" junior. First try, good. I can't swear to it because I have no idea, but I'd say just looking at this kid, he probably played football for Steve Airey down there at Mountain Home. And he missed the second one, so one out of two. 40-34, West Plains down with the basketball. 4:30 to go. Quarter number three from West Plains High School. Out to Jared Kraft. At the point, he'll pull it back a little bit. Mountain Home back to the man-to-man. Down the key all the way. Right hand layup is good by Kraft, who nearly got too far under and had to kind of reach back to lay it off the glass. And a timeout on the floor. 4:16 to play third quarter with a score. Mountain Home 40, West Plains 36. Back in 30 seconds on Katie Watt.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Well, if you didn't know anything about the game and someone told you with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter that one team has made nine threes and outscored the other team 27-3 from behind the three-point line, you'd say, wow, someone is getting smoked. Well, not really the case. Four-point game. Mountain Home has made all the threes. They have the ball with a four-point lead, and they bring it up as the clock ticks here in quarter number three. Blaine Tate on the right side for the Bombers in the blue. At the point now. They'll get to Rhett Gilbert. He'll put it on the floor, dribble right elbow, gets cut off, kicks it to the left wing. Open shot, deep three again is good. Tyler Podowski makes the 10th three of the ball game, his third. 43-36. I think he's proved that he can make that shot. So we better start guarding him. Clayton Robbins drives in all the way. Puts it up no good on the drive, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. I believe that's Ryder McLean. That'll be his third foul. So Mountain Home has their own problems with fouls. Blaine Tate and Ryder McLean each have three. First free throw for Clayton Robbins is no good. And good. 43-37. Ryder McLean brings it up. Blaine Tate now with the ball. Up the right side on the right wing. Blaine Tate gets it outside for Rhett Gilbert on the left wing. Now to the point. West Plains straight man-to-man behind the back dribble in the lane. Cut off, turn around, fadeaway, 10-foot shot off the back iron. Won't come down, and it'll be pulled down by Jared Kraft, and he'll come up the court with a chance to cut into this lead. He'll take it all the way to the hole, lays it up with the right hand, and good. Boy, that was a good, quick move. And Jared can do that every time down. 43-39. Dribble right, behind the back move. Good move by Tate. Dishes off underneath. Corp lays it up and good. Nice pass by Tate to Corp. He finished. He has 8. 45-39. Let's see if Mountain Home stays in this man-to-man. Nope, they're back to the zone. That drive by Jared Kraft kind of spooked him a little bit. Well, no, they've gone back to the man-to-man. Put it on the deck, son. Pull-up shot, 16. Jared Kraft, no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore, though. He goes up on the baseline. Won't go. Rebounded by Podolski from Mountain Home. Left wing, pull-up, shoot a long three, and that's good by Rhett Gilbert. 48-39. This is the biggest lead for either team. Landon Montgomery to the right corner. Robbins, three ball, no good. But rebounded by Landon Gilbert. Gives it back to Robbins. Steps through, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 1:59 to go in the third quarter. Tyler Podolski will be called for his second foul, and that will put Clayton Robbins at the line again. And the first one is good. Well, he ought to be loose. That is his, let's see, this will be his 9th free throw attempt tonight. He has 18 points. Next try, good. 48-41. Well, you just need to put yourself in a better position going into the fourth quarter if you can get this down to, I don't know, 3 or 4 points. Right now it's 7. Out high, Jackson Corp will hand the ball off to Ryder McLean. Down the left side, McLean with a runner up off the board and good. Our dribble drive defense has not been good tonight at all. 50-41. Step back, three ball, crap. Cut. Boy, Jared just ripped the net from the top of the circle. That is only the second three made by West Plains tonight, 50-44. Backdoor pass underneath, layup, good. Good diagonal pass that time, Blaine Tate cutting to the basket. He has 7, 52-44. I don't know what percentage Mountain Home is shooting here tonight, but the first half they had to shoot at least 60%. Backdoor cut, bad pass, knocked away. Good defense by Blaine Tate. Turnover, West Plains. Back the other way. Feet across. Corp lays it up. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Turns. Puts it up. And good. 10-point game. Down to a minute to go in the quarter. Josiah Long. Jared Kraft popping out. Ethan Tuma gets by his guy. Back over to Kraft. On the right wing, Josiah Long off the screen. Double screen. Looks back door, nothing open. Gets it out to Jacob Moore on the left side. Now over to Jared Kraft, 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Gets a screen, looks to the right. Now pulls it back. 18 on the game clock here in this quarter. So we'll reset the offense with 12. Looking for a bucket to end quarter three, Josiah Long. Now here comes the pressure in the corner, Blake Robbins. Feeds it across, threw it away, stolen, shot from midcourt, it's no good. That's the end of the third quarter. Not a very good one for the Zizzers as they see that halftime deficit that was 3, now stretched out to 10. Mountain Home 54, West Plains 44. Back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Are you ready for a Coyote compact track loader? Hi, this is Riley. The TL750 comes with 74 horsepower and can easily handle tough jobs thanks to its rugged build, powerful engines, exceptional lift heights, and precision controls. Take on landscaping, construction, everything on the farm, and more with confidence. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, in the third quarter, Mountain Home outscored West Plains 23 to 16, and their lead going to the fourth quarter here is 10-54-44 in the first couple of minutes here in this fourth quarter. West Plains got to figure some things out. And one of those things is they cannot let anyone on the perimeter from Mountain Home stand there with the basketball and get open, because if they do, they're going to shoot a three and probably make it again for the first three quarters. I would bet you that Mountain Home overall twos and threes have probably shot 60-65%. I don't think that's an exaggeration. And especially from the three-point line, they've got to be about 50% from the three-point line so far. And if you shoot 30% or better from the three-point line, that's great. 50 or better, that's phenomenal. Mountain Home ball to start the fourth quarter. Half-court trap by West Plains. On the left side, Blaine Tate to the high post to Corp. Around the horn it goes. Gilbert has it now. Back on the left side. Dribble in. Kick it to the far side. McLean. Open shot for another three. This time no good. And the rebound to West Plains and Ethan Tuma. So 30 seconds and Mountain Home gets nothing. Hook pass in. Moore has it, and a reach over foul will be called on Ryder McLean. That's his fourth. So Mountain Home's going to have to go to the bench here. Neither team has gone to the bench hardly at all tonight. Ethan Rosa, a 5'11 senior, will come in the lineup now for the Bombers. From underneath, Ethan Tuma, backdoor pass, catch on the baseline, open jump shot, no good by Tuma. Rebound, though, Clayton Robbins up strong with the left hand and good. Clayton Robbins with 21 points, 7:10 to go in the ballgame, 54-46. Bombers out front to the right side. Podowski to the right corner. Rosa has it. He's fresh off the bench. Gets it down to Tate. On the left point, this is Gilbert guarded by Josiah Long. Tries to make him go left. Now instead they pass it around the horn. And I don't know why, but Clayton Robbins just reached out and grabbed Tyler Podowski to pick up his third foul. 54-46 Bombers. That'll be the first foul of the quarter against Mountain Home. Again, the rule these days is five team fouls. Here's the inbound play and a bucket and one on the inbound as Blaine Tate bounced it off the back of Josiah Long, stepped in, got it, laid it in, and drew a foul. How about that? That'll be number four on Ethan Tuma. So Blaine Tate with a bucket plus one, and it's no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. 56-46. Really need a basket. Down by 10, Josiah Long over to Ethan Tuma. Shoots a three from the right wing. Good. Boy, that's a big shot. Ethan Tuma has five, and it's 56-49. Backcourt. Up the right side, Tate weaves between the defense, kicks it outside, left side, left corner. Rosa, hand check, pass inside, back outside it goes, now to the point. Good ball movement. Tate back out to the corner, Jackson Court at the point. Bombers, they're just looking, they named this team right. They are a bunch of Bombers out here on the left wing. Rosa has it out front. Jackson Court with another three, and it's no good. This time, rebound foul over the back will be called on the Bombers. And that will be on Ethan Rosa. First foul on Ethan Rosa, 15th foul two. All right, we got to stop in essence, so then we get a bucket. Here's a three, left point, Robbins is good. That makes it a 4-point game. Timeout call by John Fulcher and the Mountain Home Bombers. 5:31 to go in the fourth with the score. Mountain Home 56, West Plains 52. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business,
or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right. We're ready to go. As the teams come off the sideline. And it'll be Mountain Home basketball. That 10-point lead has quickly disappeared. It's down to four now. We've got to do a good job at the defensive end to have a chance to win this basketball game, though. Here's the inbound play in the backcourt. Jackson Court feeds it back to Gilbert. Brett Gilbert. Tyler Fidowski, loose basketball picked up by the Bombers. They get it over the timeline. Up 4 feet across. And the layup good as they attack the basket. Got the lay-in by Ryder McClain. He's back in the game with four fouls. Deep left corner, three ball, no good. And Kraft had it, lost it, picked up by Moore. Hook pass to the left corner. Josiah Long got a three, look, and it's good. Down the key, free throw line shot blocked from behind by Josiah Long on the shot attempt by Rhett Gilbert. But a foul is going to be called, and Josiah just picked up his fourth. Well, make that five now because I think he just got a technical foul, and if he did, he's out of the basketball game, and he did. Yep, that's the case. So Josiah got a fourth foul and a technical foul to go along with that, which is another personal foul. And so Josiah is out of the basketball game with 9 points. So at the other end now with a three-point game, just under 5 minutes to go. Brett Gilbert will go to the line for the Bombers. He's 3 out of 3 and has 12 points tonight. And the first try, good. One more try. And it is good. So Rhett Gilbert makes two free throws. And now we get the technical foul. And it'll be Bomber ball, I believe, after this. He makes the first technical. And good. Wow. And now they've got, now they get the basketball back. It was a 3-point game. Now it's a 7-point game. And Mountain Home has the ball. At midcourt, Clayton Robbins will guard the inbound pass. Lob into the backcourt. Taken by Blaine Tate. Here he comes up the right side. And now a foul on Robbins, and he's got four. That'll be the fifth foul, so it's two shots. 4:48 to go, 62-55, and the score was 58-55. When the tee was called on the foul, here's a free throw, first try, no good by Blaine Tate. And good. 8-point game. Long up the right side. Ethan Puma back. Robbins back to the left corner. Good give and go. Robbins inside, lays it up and good. He got fouled. Got the basket. No call. 63-57. Out front. Tate dribbles to the left elbow. Hook pass left corner. They're not looking to shoot quite as quick right now. Tate drives the lane, dishes off, bad pass, bounce pass off a leg, and a whistle and foul will be called against West Plains. Stopping the clock with 4:14 to go. Jacob Moore just got his third foul. Free throw. Blaine Tate from Mountain Home. First try, no good. Next try is no good. He's 0 for 2. I know who we're going to foul here at the end if we have to. He is 1 out of 5. Clayton Robbins, 3. Straight on at the point. Air ball out of bounds. Don't have to get a 3. Take a 2. Take something easy. Get points. Still a lot of time left. Inbound up the left side. Blaine Tate from Mountain Home to the baseline. Circles back out. Cut off by Tuma. Good pressure and a whistle. And the timeout will be called by the Bombers. 3:57 to play in the fourth with the score. Mountain Home 63. West Plains 57. 6-point game back in 30 seconds on KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
.357 to go in the ball game. 6-point game, 63-57. Josiah Long has fouled out of the ball game with 9 points. So that means Landon Montgomery is out there for him for West Plains. Landon, he's listed at 6 feet. I'm not believing that. Anyway, Mountain Home basketball. Up high to the left side, McClain. Back outside on the pass to Gilbert. Tate to the right corner. Podolski has it. Popping out high. A ball fake down the key. Driving layup. Good. Foul in the play. The basket counts. It will be good for Ryder McClain, who's got 17 points tonight. That foul is going to be on Jacob Moore, and that's his fourth. 65-57. West Plains with 5-plus team fouls. Free throw way short, no good. Front court, Tuma, long three ball off rim, tipped over, picked up by Jackson Corp. And Mountain Home is in a great spot now. 8-point lead, 3:23 to go. McClain, cross court. Down the middle of the lane all the way. Right in. Running layup. Unperturbed. Missed it. In and out. Rattles out. Picked up by Jared Kraft. West Plains back from left to right. Down by 8 with 3 minutes to go. Here's a turn. 12-foot shot in the lane. No good. Kraft had it tipped away. Picked up by Robbins. Dishes over. Moore didn't shoot. Now shoots a fadeaway. Picked up by Robbins off the miss. To the right baseline. Shot no good by Montgomery. Now Kraft in the corner. Into the low block. Clayton Robbins, inside, right-hand shot, no good, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. And that's number 5 on Ryder McClain, who just fouled out of the ballgame for the Bombers with 2:40 to play in an 8-point game. He fouls out with 17 points. I think it'd be funny if Mountain Home, since they've got a player named McClain, wouldn't it be great if they had someone named Gruber? I mean, it's that time of year, you know. Ethan Rosa will check back in for the Bombers for the fouled out Ryder McClain. If his name were just John. At the line for West Plains, it's up and good by Clayton Robbins. Twenty-seven points tonight for Clayton, 28 points. .65-59, this game isn't over, 2:35 to go. A lot can happen. We'll see how West Plains does it on defense. And now Robbins out front picks up a really bad foul, and he just fouled out of the ball game. So 28 points tonight. Clayton Robbins fouls out of the ball game. First free throw try is a brick, no good, by Tyler Podowski. Kids made three threes tonight. And that free throw from 15 wasn't close. Neither is the next one. No good. Ball tipped over and Podowski gets it. Wow. Boy, golden chance. Picked up by the Bombers and they reset. Stepped out of, he stepped on the midcourt line. An over and back violation on Blaine Tate. So the Bombers commit only their sixth turnover of the ball game. West Plains has six. 2:28 to go. Jared Kraft. 17-foot fadeaway, front iron, no good. Rebounded by Mountain Home. In the ball game for West Plains, Hudson Patillo. Here's a pass on the press. Knocked away and stolen. West Plains comes back with it. Jacob Moore gets it to Jared Kraft. Shoots the three on the wing or rims off. Rebound. Jacob Moore has it. Kraft inside. Back outside. Three ball. It's no good. And the ball is going to be saved, but back to Kraft. Jacob Moore shoots the three on the wing. That's an air ball. Picked up by the Bombers. And here they go on the fly. They'll circle out with under 2 minutes to go. And this one is not looking good for West Plains. Holding foul on the Zizzer stops the clock with 1:45 to go. Jacob Moore just fouled out of the ball game, it would appear. So the second Zizzer to fouled out with 8 points. Caleb Cobb comes in the ball game for West Plains. Good little guard. He can shoot the three. Here's the free throw, the first try by Blaine Tate, and it's good. .66-59, 7-point game, and the next one is good. .67-59, Kraft on the baseline, steps across, gets a pillow to the point to Cobb, right wing pass, Tuma all the way to the hoop, puts it up, no good, ball is going to be safe and going out of bounds by Mountain Home, and they'll take it the other way, and a foul will be called in midcourt. That's on Caleb Cobb, that's his first foul. It'll be two shots. Free throw shooter again, Blaine Tate. When you're the point guard, that's the thing. You may not score a lot of points in general, but you'll get a lot of chances at the free throw line late in ball games. And for Tate, this will be his eighth free throw attempt here in the fourth quarter. First try, no good. One more try. Puts it up. Good. 9-point game, 68-59. Kraft, two balls at the point, good. Just inside the 3-point line, Jared Kraft connects. And he has 11 on the night. Timeout on the floor. 1:18 to play with the score. West Plains trailing Mountain Home, 68-61, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkSelfCare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Three Zizzers have fouled out of this ballgame. Clayton Robbins, Jacob Moore, and Josiah Long. 1 minute, 18 seconds left to go in the ballgame, and West Plains trailing by 7, 68-61. Mountain Home basketball in the backcourt. They'll have to go length of the floor. West Plains over the limit on fouls. Every foul they commit is a two-shot foul. Inbounded. It's Rhett Gilbert with it up the right side. And they reach in and foul to stop the clock. Cobb will be called for his second foul. And that'll put Blaine Tate back at the free throw line. He may as well just stay there because he'll be back before too long. Tate free throw. First try is good. He's getting better. He was one out of his first five. He's four out of his last five. And good. Made them both. 70-61. 108 left. Kraft in the corner. Hook pass back to Tuma. Back to Kraft. Gets the screen. Now with 57 seconds. Right side. Ramps to shoot the ball, boys. Tuma is fouled. Stopping the clock with 52 seconds left. That foul will go on Rhett Gilbert from Mountain Home. Bombers have really played well tonight. They've really shot the ball well tonight. So it looks like they're going to be 5-4 after this. Inbound fadeaway, jump shot, no good by Jared Kraft. Rebounded by the Bombers and a foul in the backcourt. Again, Caleb Cobb. That'll be his third foul. I fouled out in the first half of the game one time. Playing JV. Coach said, you're only going to play the first two quarters. So I fouled out. I got my money's worth, though. Here's the first free throw try, and that is good by Blaine Tate. Went down to the locker room. Varsity guys sitting there going, what are you doing down here? I fouled out. Next one, good. At the point, Kraft, quick three. That's an air ball out of bounds. 40 seconds to go. It's just a matter of what the final score is going to be. Again, got to give credit to Mountain Home. Super job shooting the ball on the road. Inbound, knocked out of bounds by Montgomery. He'll stay with the Bombers. Caleb Cobb out there with Landon Montgomery, Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, and Hudson Patillo. Timeout called. Let's see if we got a full. And it looks like it's going to be a full timeout. 38 seconds to go in the ball game with a score. Mountain Home 72, West Plains 61. Back in a minute on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all-natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're going to have to get some steals for this full court press. Inbound, Mountain Home. They're up by 11. Inbound, They get it into Blaine Tate, and he'll be fouled by Cobb, and that was his fourth foul. So there's a pretty good chance that Caleb Cobb could foul out of this game and only be out there for about 4 minutes. But just the circumstance. He's like Curly, the Three Stooges. He's a victim of circumstance here. Somebody got fouled quick, and he's been the guy. So Blaine Tate shoots more free throws for the Bombers. And the first one good. He ought to be getting pretty good at this. Here's his next attempt. 36 seconds left, and no good. And the rebound to Cobb. Up the left side. You don't have time, boys. You have to shoot it quick. Kuma, three ball, right side. No, left side, no good. Rebounded by the Bombers. They'll throw it up the court. And the layup is good by Tyler Podolski. 20 seconds left. 75-61. Kraft, three, right wing, way short. Picked up inside. Padillo puts it up. Padillo can't get it to go. Rebounded by Corp. 5 seconds. That'll be the ball game. No fouls, no shots. Final score is going to be 75-61. Mountain Home gets the win here tonight at West Plains High School. And we come back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you currently wanting to buy or sell real estate? Seek help from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So, if you're looking to buy or sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty at 1822 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right, the final score in the basketball game. The Mountain Home Bombers pick up the win over West Plains by a final score of 75-61. And I was doing a little side statistical work here. Make sure I've got my numbers lined up correctly, and looks like I do. All right, so scoring for the Zizzers tonight with 28, fouling out Clayton Robbins. 11 points for Jared Kraft. 9 points for Josiah Long. He fouled out of the game. Jacob Moore had 8. He fouled out of the game. And 5 for Ethan Tuma. Mountain Home's leading scorer, all 5 of their starters, finished in double figures. Great balance. 18 for Blaine Tate. 17 for Ryder McLean. 16 for Rhett Gilbert. 14 for Tyler Podolski. And 10 for Jackson Corp. Both teams did a good job taking care of the ball. 7 turnovers against Mountain Home. West Plains only had 6. Bombers shot a ton of free throws in the fourth quarter. And may, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. They shot 22 free throws. Well, that's just in the fourth. You count the third. They shot 27 free throws in the second half. Didn't shoot a great percentage, but still 16 out of 27. So for the game, they were 21 out of 32 from the line. West Plains from the line in the ball game. Didn't get nearly as many opportunities. 10 out of 13. But the biggest issue for the game was the three-point shooting. Mountain Home outscored West Plains from the three-point line, 33 to 15. And West Plains' defense was a nemesis tonight. We have met the enemy, and it is us. But you got to give Mountain Home a lot of credit. They shot the ball extremely well when given the chance. They had a lot of chances, and they win the game, 75-61. Next game for West Plains, Friday night at Forsyth. Thanks to Dylan Groves in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. As Mountain Home gets the win here this evening, 75-61, say, as we say, good night from West Plains High School.